Rory, it's been a good day in Croke Park. You get over the line and then in the qualifier here against Galway, and an exceptional second half performance.
Ah, yes, and last year it was all about getting over the line, you know, and to be honest, qualifiers not something we like to be in, but we're, you know, that is the way we had to approach it now after the, you know, disappointment of losing Ulster final, and just delighted to get through and delighted the boys up the ante and played really well the second half.
Yeah. And in the first 10 minutes you got off to a flying start. You got the goal from Patrick and kicked on a couple of points, but after that you should Galway get more into the game, and they really finished the half strongly.
Yeah, listen, unfortunately, actually, I think it's been a pattern too often, you know, throughout the championship. You know, we started the first 10, 12, 13 minutes really well, and then for whatever reason other teams take over, you know, we've no magic wand. But
why is that, do you think?
I don't know. We honestly don't know. You know, it's happened a couple of league games as well, so it is. We get a big start, which is always great to get, and then we allow the opposition to creep into it. But you have to give a lot of credit to Galway. They dominated the middle of the field and they got set up quite defensively and caused us a wee bit of bother, you know.
And at the start of the second half then, did you think that pattern was continuing? Because we had a couple of scoring chances early in the second half that could have given you a real strong foot in the game. It didn't happen.
Yeah, didn't really think it was continuing because we took a good foothold in the middle of the park. You know, that was the difference. Our midfield started to dominate, so they did. But, you know, obviously when you kick wide, you know, it's a bit concerning. But like the Ulster final, it takes a wee while to get the momentum. But, you know, we got the momentum going. We kicked a couple of great scores. Goran kicked a couple of great scores. Colm, Michael obviously kicked a great score, and then we got the goals.
Yeah, and just on that middle of the field, was the bringing into just Martin McElhinney maybe the reason for taking a stronger hold on it?
I think Martin had a massive impact in the game, so it did. You know, I thought he was brilliant, so he was. You know, he really ran at them and he won clean possession and really dominated in the middle of the park. And he, you know, himself and Big Neil and Hugh McFadden and Oran were very good in the second half.
And you lost Eamon at half time with what looked like an ankle injury. How serious is it at this stage, do you think?
We don't think it's too serious, thank God. He'd done the same against Armagh, and obviously we were in a position that day where we definitely could afford to take him off. You know, today was a wee bit different, so it was. We would have liked to leave him on, but it was just he wasn't able to run freely on it. We don't think it's serious, but obviously look, at this stage we're going to be racing against time.
Yeah, scoring 2-8 in the second half, I'm sure you're very, very happy with that.
Aye, delighted to get the 2-8, Oisín. You know, it's good to get scores and it's good to get goals.
Yeah, and we've seen what Donegal can do, especially here in Croke Park. Colm McFadden sending the long ball, and obviously to Michael, who caused a lot of problems in there in the edge of the square.
Yeah, Michael played really well. I thought in the first 10 minutes, you know, part of the reason we went out of it was he was very good in the middle of the field, and we moved him inside, and you know, we lost a wee bit of momentum in the middle of the field. But at the same time, listen, he went inside, and I thought in the second half, whenever we gained possession in the middle of the field, I thought getting quality ball into him helped a lot.
How hard is it to do that, to try and get an even keel and dealing with Michael, either midfielder or pulling him forward? Is it something that you find difficult at times to do and make that call and decision, Rory?
Ah, not really, no. We had a plan to get into the game, you know, very much 10 minutes in the middle of the field and then get him inside. So it was a very, very clear plan for ourselves. So it was, and we felt in Ulster that he'd be better suited. You know, Ulster's very defensive and you have an awful lot of teams behind, you know, putting a lot of mail in around the scoring area, and it's very difficult for Michael to get into the game. And we thought we had a very good Ulster championship playing at the field.
Yeah, Brian McHugh was very, very effective today, and so was Owen McNeillis.
Yeah, the two young lads, you know, really stepped it up. I thought the two of them, you know, were really good, particularly in the second half, but it's only what we'd expect of them.
Yeah. You wanted a big performance from Donegal, and we were unlucky in the Ulster final against Monaghan, and at half time with Galway coming back into the game. What did you say in the dressing room to try and knock this thing on and suck that performance out of the players?
No, listen, we didn't say a whole lot. You know, the players are as cute as anybody. They know what's going wrong as much as anybody. We made a small few changes here and there, and you know, we probably felt they helped a wee bit, but the lads overall upped their energy levels massively in the second half, and you know, we need to play the game at a very high intensity all the time, you know.
And Mayo, of course, next in the quarterfinal. It's a good way to go into the quarterfinal, coming off the back of a performance like that.
It's delighted, you know, to go in on the back of a good game. You know, it was only negatives, or sometimes you pick up a wee knock, and that's what happened with Eamon. But we'd hope that the lads are recovering in time. But you listen, we've had five really, really competitive games against quality opposition. I think that'll stand to us.
And finally, will you have to up the performance again against Mayo now for the next one?
I think we will. I think we're going to have to play, you know, at the level we played in the second half, and even better. That's the quality of Mayo. I think they've been, along with ourselves and Dublin and Kerry, the last number of years, you know, they've been the standout teams. You know, I think their record speaks for that, you know, and that's going to be a big challenge.